So we're talking about your wedding, Nathan. Was that a stressful experience for you?
Yes, I think you could say that it was pretty stressful in several ways. The first one's a kind of stupid thing, was that I'd a long time ago I'd broken a tooth. Uh-huh. And a couple of days before I got married, the tooth got stuck in a chocolate bar and broke again. so I'd been to an emergency.
Then.
Yeah. I'd been to an emergency dentist session to have a new cap stuck on, but I was really worried that A, I couldn't speak properly because my mouth was still a bit getting used to the shape of the tooth. And I was worried that the tooth was going to fall off. But also, I'm not very good in front of large groups of people, and I had to do some speeches, and I hadn't really, I didn't really memorize the speeches properly, and so I really struggled with the speeches. But I think the other thing was that I couldn't relax because everybody was taking photos, and every time I wanted to have a drink of beer or have a mouthful of food, someone's like, just one more photo. And so I kept on saying to people, like, oh, I'm really tired, you know, I'd really like to eat my food. And everybody kept on coming up and taking photos, and I actually got a bit frustrated and a bit...
But we had grumpy on your wedding day.
Well, I get grumpy everywhere. we had three parties. So the first party was a little bit, yeah, we had the wedding ceremony, and then we had the meal, and then we had like a second party where we did some games, and then we had a third party at a karaoke booth, which was fantastic. Nice. I love karaoke.
Were you still in your wedding gear for all those?
Yeah. Actually, I said to you at some time before that my wife had two wedding dresses, but by the time we went to karaoke, she was on her third wedding dress.
Oh, wow.
So... She had a pretty good time getting changed. Yeah, it was.
What's the time? How long did it take to plan this wedding?
I think it took only 2 months. My wife's pretty organized. So she's like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Boom, boom, boom.
So she made most of the important, stressful decisions.
Oh, yeah, the planning was easy for me. I just said yes to everything.
And did you go on a honeymoon?
That's a major bone of contention. Uh-huh. That's I've never been forgiven for this because I guess we didn't really have a huge amount of money, and afterwards my wife wanted to take she wanted to have a really romantic honeymoon in the Maldives, mm-hmm. and I'd actually put the idea of the Maldives into her head when I was drinking one time, and afterwards. We didn't do anything after the wedding because we'd been really busy during the wedding getting friends and family to fly in. But then about a month later, we went to Thailand, and then we went to Singapore, and we did lots of small trips in Malaysia and different things, but they weren't really romantic. And so my wife is still waiting for her romantic honeymoon.
So you went traveling. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, well...